but they all bite.
Yeah. All right, and then insect you see hopping around the yard.
That's it. Hopping around the yard, an insect. Grasshopper.
Yeah. You ever heard people ever heard that?
I said hopper grass, yeah. Country. I see rural people say that, hopper grass a lot.
And a little fish that you might use for bait, that would be...
A minnow. All
right. And part of a tree that grows underground, those are the...
Roots.
Have you ever heard of any medicinal uses of roots or herbs and any home remedies?
Yes. There was a type root that you could boil and you take it for upset stomachs, I believe. I don't know exactly. I believe it was, a caramel root. Of course, I'm not sure about the pronunciation because I'm going back, way back. How it's pronounced. Caramel, I believe, is, and that is just like the candy caramel. I believe it's a caramel root, is what they were saying. And, yeah. Well, I'm aware of people talking about using these things, but so far as just going out and actually telling you which ones could be used and whether I would know them, I just actually don't know. Yeah, what for?
What about a type of tree that you would tap for syrup? That would be a
maple.
Yeah, what about a lot of those trees growing together? What would you call that?
Oh, a grove, I guess. I'm not sure.
Okay. What are some of the different trees that grow around here?
The elm, oak, walnut, of course, pine, principally. Shucks, the hardwood. You got a cypress tree, your willow trees. You have a couple of the oaks, you know, you have a black oak and a red oak. I don't even know whether they have any maple trees around here or not. I think so. Those are dogwood, you know, magnolia. Mm-hmm. That's a state.
What about a big old tree? It's a really messy tree.
You've got little hard balls on it. Scaly bark. Hickory? Scales
with an S.
With an S. Sycamore.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You got those around here?
I'm not sure. I believe the last one I saw was in Georgia, though. I'm not sure.
Have you ever heard a bush around here called either a sumac or shumac?
Sumac,
like
yes. But, we say poison ivy, I believe. Same thing, isn't it?
So it's a poisonous plant?
Yeah. Poison sumac causes poison ivy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You say the same thing?
Yeah, poison sumac, poison ivy, same thing.
Okay. Alright, what about different kinds of berries?
Blackberries, strawberries. Blackberries, strawberries. You consider grapes to be a berry? There's a native variety called the muscadine that grows around here, and there are some domesticated, I guess, varieties that you can buy and sit down and grow around here. I know several people that are growing their own grapes here. Seems to be suitable, I guess. Don't have any trouble. White grapes, you know.
Yeah.
Not the muscadines are purple, like the purple grapes you have in the stores. Only they're stronger in taste, probably sweeter, and they're larger.
Yeah, scuffing. Yeah, scuffing. You ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
That's great. Oh, raspberries?